still here as a Denver Bronco?
Not really sure, but you know, whatever happens, happens, and you know, it was a tough season. I mean, obviously you get injured and you know, it happens. So from here on out, being today's the last day, regardless if I'm here or not here, you know, it is what it is.
You're so used to putting up big numbers, big yards, getting a lot of receptions, being a focal point in the offense. Do you still see that this scheme is the best for you as far as your production?
No, well, obviously, I mean, I can still do it. But obviously, if it's here or somewhere else, you know, I can still do it. Obviously, it's not like a slip-off or anything in my talent, but, you know, you just get injured. So regardless of where I'm at, I mean, catches can still be made, plays can still be made. Three wide, two wide, one wide. I can still do it, so.
Would you consider yourself happy with being in Denver right now? Are you happy?
Oh, no. I'm about to wait to see what happens. You know, obviously, whatever happens here, obviously my home is here. I'm still here, so we'll go from there. You know, city of Denver, love the fans, love the city as always. My home is here, so. Regardless if I'm here or not here, I'll still live here. But regardless if plays are being made somewhere else, you know, I'll still be here. So living, but plays will be made somewhere else.
What is it going to take with your relationship with, you know, Mike Shanahan as far as the communication you would like to possibly see during the offseason to keep you happy, to make you feel like you'll be included and productive and all those things?
Oh, no, it doesn't matter. I mean, regardless if I'm included here or somewhere else, you know. I'll be included somewhere. I mean, I know what I can do. So it just depends on the relationship of how the offense goes. And, you know, everybody was great. Brandon Marshall had a great year. Jay Cutler, you know, up and coming, doing the thing and, you know, making plays. But I just don't see it happening with Javon here. So, you know, guys, you know, happy to be here. I just don't see it happening for me here.
How's your knee?
Oh, it's great. I mean, obviously, I've been finished off the year. You know, this is the point that I've been waiting for as far as, you know, letting the offseason get here, let it get healthy. And, you know, like I said, I'll still be living here, whatnot. But, you know, y'all see me somewhere along down the road, you know, in another situation.
Is part of the reason because Brandon appears to be number one now? Is that part of the reason?
No, it's just the offense. I mean, this is never offense. Remember, like, this is never an offense to where I agreed to come here. You feel me? Like, I never agreed to say, hey, this is Javon. This is the offense I wanted to come to. You know, it had to come situation where it was a trade. So, I mean, it boils down to this point to where, you know, I got to go with best fits for me. So, you know, whatever Javon's talents can be used at, I got to go with best fits for me. And, you know, obviously people who – somebody's – I mean, if you get injured, it's somebody's best gain. And that's the thing about it. Like if this is not the best situation for me, it's the best situation for Brandon Marshall. And the thing about it is he put up numbers to where some receivers can only dream of. And he had a great year. And this is the thing that – you got to look for as the future and how you build upon it because, I mean, he had a great year. And, you know, happy for him, happy for everything that transpired as far as to going into that win to build upon. And if I'm here, you know, so be it. And if I'm not, then, you know, you just got to keep looking forward to the future.
But you had such a good year last year. It seemed like it was a good fit.
But it's the NFL, though.
It was a good fit?
Well, it's the NFL, you know. Everything is like, what can you do for me now? And, you know, I mean, I look at Rod Smith. You know, he's been here for many, many years. And, I mean, you can't forget what he did off of 1 year of him not being here. And, you know, it is what it is.
You keep saying, if I'm here. But the way you're talking, you really sound resigned to the fact that you won't be here.
Well, I mean, you know, I just take, you know, what's really coming. And it's not that they don't want me here, but I just don't think it's the best fit for me. So
do you not want to be here? Would it be fair to say you don't want to be here?
Well, no, it's just whatever comes first come, you know. It's not for me, you know. So I can easily say that right now. I never would have said it to the end of the season, but it's not for me.
What would fit you better? Maybe an offense that stretches the field more?
Well, look at Green Bay. You know, Green Bay made me who I was for a team like this to want to bring me here. So, you know, maybe it takes a team like that to go back.
John, with This being the 1 year since Darren, we reflect today on some fond memories of Darren.
Well, you know what? I would want to use my talents to the best of my ability as far as, like, knowing who Darren was, knowing the type of player he was, knowing the type of ability that I made when I was around. You know, I would want to use that to the best of my ability to reflect him in another way. But as far as just being a part of it, just being around, you know, like my playmaking ability didn't diminish. Like, it's still here. It'll always be here. It's just unfortunate that I got injured. And if I have to take that talent and move it on somewhere else, I will still do it in the memory of Darren, 1 year anniversary, in the memory of anybody who's here or who's not here. So,
is it a tough day for you?
No, not really. I mean, you know, it's an exciting day. You always got to move on and do something else different.
At the time that they brought you back to the field, do you feel like you could have been more productive in the offense, that, you know, using you down in third down situations? And, I mean, we've talked a lot about you, you know, feeling worn down at certain points. Do you feel like you could have done more on the field?
I feel like if you're out there playing, you're here, you know, you make the best of it, and, you know, you go on from it. So if I'm running around catching passes, I'm running around catching passes. I mean, yesterday, I felt like I've had one of the most complete games as far as blocking that I've ever had. And, you know, it was due to the situation as far as being here and them developing me as far as catching passes and blocking. So I look at the situation as just being a whole package, you know, as far as catching passes, blocking, and, you know, they've helped me here. So regardless of everything that transpires from here on out today, you know, I'm just making myself better and better as, you know, the years go on. And, you know, whatever happens from here on up today, I feel like this is another piece of the puzzle that's made me a complete player. And, you know, I'm grateful. So,
you and Mike had a conversation?
No, not yet. I actually just got here. I took a shower. I'd rather take showers here than at home because the water pressure is real, real, real good. So, you know, it's hot. You know, I'm a little ashy, so, you know, but, you know, whatever happens here or not, I mean, I'm appreciative of everything.
Will you ask them to deal you?
How about
Javon? Well, you know what? It depends on them. You know, if they deal me, yeah. If not, then it's a good thing, and whatever helps them out.
So you're not going to go to them and say, I want out, kind of a
thing? No, it depends. You know, my contract is something similar to where, you know, it's either or. So, that's the best part about when I was coming in. You know, I had a great agent who did what he had to do as far as put me in the best position as far as where I need to be from today or where I need to go from here on out. And, you know, I'm looking forward to it because, like I said, my playmaking ability is still here. Maybe didn't get the opportunities that I needed to be, but, hey, it's whatever helps win, you know, whatever helps the team, whatever this organization needs for the team to grow, I'm all about it. And, you know, it's whatever helps everybody.
So if they do want you back, you could be happy, I mean, in certain circumstances.
Yeah, I mean, if they do want me back, you know, I greatly appreciate it. If not, you know, you got to move on.